recording now. Welcome, everybody. I'm Marilyn O'Malley, and this is Embody Happiness and Prosperity radio show. And this show is directed towards sensitive, creative, who are entrepreneurs and professionals. And the whole purpose of what I do here with you weekly is to help you change your personal alchemy, vibration, so you can transform yourself to attract to you and create the life that you desire. And what I mean by that is you have to transform yourself into the person you need to be to actually receive the experiences you want to attract. And how you feel about yourself and your life creates your personal vibration. It's important to remember. So to change your life and attract new experiences, you must change your personal alchemy and vibration to match your desires. And the topics that I cover are on the show are not limited to lifestyle, law of attraction, prosperity, happiness, business, empowerment, science, quantum physics, the mind, chakras, health, relationships, love, our vows and beliefs that are related to the chakras and energy block spirituality, and celebrating your uniqueness and service to humanity. And so that brings me to our special guest today, because she's right, she is right in that whole picture. She is here today, and actually I want to, before I read you her bio, and welcome Karen Gilligan. Karen, I was introduced to Karen in a Facebook group, and I saw, being a highly sensitive, I'm drawn to certain people. And I was just immediately drawn to Kara. And if you notice her picture that I sent out, and it's on the opt-in page, you know, she has got definitely a vibe about her and a playfulness that I really enjoyed. I loved the color of her hair, and even though there's just an energy that I felt about her that I was very attracted to. And then exploring deeper, I saw the work that she was doing, and I saw her helping other people transform their lives through her branding techniques, and I just knew intuitively, and then, you know, through watching, that she is a genius at branding. She is like nobody else that I have seen out there, and I've been around a long time, watching people brand and market, et cetera, and she is she's a star. She's a rock star. And what I love is that she's doing it her way. And that's what she does, and she's going to explain today with the people that she works with, is helping you do it your way through what I said earlier about you becoming who you have to become in order to create what it is that you're wanting to express out in the world, and Kara helps you do that. So welcome, Kara, and I'm going to...
Thank you so much, Marilyn. That almost made me cry. It feels really good to have your art in your life's work recognized. I could really feel that. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, I am so blessed that you're here today, and I really do. I think you are a gem, and I, you know, feel blessed to help put you out in the world help give you a stage to be the rock star and that queen that you are. So let me share with everyone that Karen Gilligan, and am I saying your last name right? Because I Gilligan?
Gilligan? It's Gilligan, just like Gilligan's
Gilligan.
Island.
Okay,
Kara Gilligan.
Yeah. Right. Is a personal branding expert for women entrepreneurs. She helps women tap the creative power of their mother nature as a money-making principle in their business, thus resulting in ecstatic marketing, effortless sales, and an easy integration of who they are as their brand, which gives almost everyone a very deep and satisfying sense of fulfillment. Yahoo! She calls this the personal brandgasm. And she's on a mission to help as many would-be experts come out of their shells and into their earning power as she can, easing the tension around the elusive niche and helping women claim the truly magnificent message they have within. With a colorful and creative background ranging from multimedia marketing, teaching, self-publishing, animation, web design, healing, writing, and the performance arts, Kara's sharp wit and creative mind have helped her, usually intuitive and heart-centered, clients land mainstream interest from media giants like Forbes and Zest magazine. But the thing she enjoys most is awakening the state of self-realization in her tribe that allows them to shine brilliantly no matter what anyone else thinks. When she's not making dreams come true as the personal fairy godmother in her branding and design company, Waking Beauty, which is at wakingbeauty.com, that's WAKINGBEAUTY.com, if you want to check it out while we're talking. And she can usually be found outdoors on spiritual retreats or at a microphone performing comedic routines and hosting local art and talent shows in her hometown of Charleston, South Carolina. Woo-hoo! So a very well-rounded personality. So again, welcome, and I love your laugh.
Thank you, and thank you for that awesome introduction. I know the Find Your G-Spot method, you've really got to talk about it a little bit tongue-in-cheek, a little bit cheeky, because we're obviously making a metaphor for sort of exploding your earning power and really embodying an ecstatic personal brand that just feels amazing and is so authentic to who you are with, you know, the experience of a woman orgasming, you know, sort of like the peak moment of the creative process. And I am, I've loved creativity and studying and exploring creativity my whole life. And actually, it's the same exact chakra that we, you know, create from. It's the same chakra that we make babies from and create babies from. So it's the same energy that we're working with.
And what I love about this, too, because in my experience in helping people, you know, become who they truly are, and particularly for women, that I think it's really important, and I know you and I have talked about this before, it's about getting them in their body.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And getting them down, you know, they can be in their body from, like, their heart up, but they're not, most of the time, not conscious about, unless they are having an orgasm, being down in their, you know, in the in their hips, in their pelvis, in their womb, in their, you know, in their stomach. A lot of times they're resisting all of that. You know, it's like, oh, because they don't like it, or they feel overweight, or, you know, whatever. It's just the criticism. So, so I find this, and as I know that I've experienced in becoming more of me and getting rid of all the shit that keeps us from allowing us to really fully experience our body, and getting in that, that it does, once you let go of all of that, you do, you feel, I feel like turned on, like I'm constantly turned on in life, having a gasm around life.
Yeah.
So can you tell us a bit about your background and how you came up with Find Your G-Spot?
Yeah, sure. When you were speaking of it, of being in your body, I can say 100% that was the experience that I had, healing myself and birthing my own business. It didn't even come through the idea to start a business. Basically, it just came from me starting to do a lot of energy and spiritual body work, where I was, you know, for the first time, you know, really becoming present in my womb, in my coming through a lot of sexual trauma, a lot of just shame and not wanting to be in my body, which I think a lot of people who are creative, spiritual, very sensitive types, if they've had any early childhood trauma, or even just coming here onto this planet, can sometimes just be traumatic. Even if you didn't have any overt forms of abuse, it can be, you know, we learn how to sort of disassociate from ourselves. And so my experience with, first I would say just healing myself, came through, you know, that art of really coming into my body and really, really focusing on the part of my body I didn't want to come into, which did happen to be my sexuality, my sensual energy centers, my lower chakras, which was where all the resistance was stored. And as a result of really concentrating and devoting, you know, several years of my life to just working on healing that, it totally reawakened this creativity in my life. You know, first it was a creative healing, and then all of a sudden all this artistic expression started coming out of me. And I will say that I was always creative, but it was like it had never really fully gotten to express itself all the way. I always had a very strong gift for writing and design and drawing, but I never had really fully developed it. At that time, I was, you know, I'd been an English major, and I had a graphic design degree too, but I would just say it was very repressed. It wasn't really coming out the way that it could have. So the first level of the healing for me was really this very deep awakening of my creativity. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I was working at Amazon.com. So my background, professionally, I've worked in online media and marketing, you know, pretty much my whole adult life. It's 1 year that I was a teacher, and I do talk about that year a lot, because it taught me a lot about understanding, you know, the gifts of human beings, because that was the year I sort of discovered that all my students had superpowers, and I wanted to figure out how to bring them out, and I got very bored teaching curriculum. But other than that year, I was obsessed with the internet and online media marketing. So I worked for Amazon.com. I worked in their self-publishing division. And that was really where I I recognize the power of this new desktop publishing, social media world, specifically because we were working with authors in my department, and seeing the power of the internet, what it was providing people with a platform to get their message out, and that no longer do people have to go through, let's say, a traditional publishing house, or, you know, we had filmmakers and musicians publishing through us as well. So, you know, no longer do we have to go through a publishing house or, you know, a production studio or a music company, a record label. You know, people could really start to produce their own art, produce their own messages, get them out to the world through online media and marketing, and, you know, make a living about it and get these new ideas out without censorship. And I loved that. And so while I was at Amazon is where I started to really learn about the science of personal branding, specifically as it related to authors, speakers, coaches, because a lot of the people that use self-publishing successfully happen to be in the author, speaker, coach market. It's a tool that works really well for that particular business model. And so I started to learn, you know, what someone who was an author and a speaker would have to do to be successful in making a living from, you know, basically a self-published type business, you know, using the internet to get their message out to the world. And I loved that. And I loved that very, very much. And mm-hmm. So while I was working at Amazon, that was about the same time that in my downtime, I was sort of working with all these really fantastic, amazing healers from all around the world in my personal life. And like I said, I was working specifically on healing my room, my creativity, my sexuality as a woman. And I really had no intention of starting my own business or doing anything like that. I loved working at Amazon. I thought that was like my big dream come true, because it was at that time. It was exciting to be there with all these young people and, you know, this Fortune 500 internet company. And I was really happy doing that. But as I began healing myself, the creativity started almost demanding more expression that I couldn't do in my corporate job. And it became, it was both an awakening of my creativity and an awakening of what I would call the goddess, a very strong, a very, very strong awakening of the divine feminine was what started to happen for me. And I started becoming increasingly very sensitive to, you know, what was going on with nature on our planet, what was, you know, just pollution and the cars and the lifestyle, too, of just like, you know, driving 30 minutes to get to work and then working in a cubicle all day and barely having enough time to sort of like eat lunch, or really there's no green space for us to really enjoy our lunch there. And just seeing like all of the paper waste that was being made at Amazon, none of it being recycled. And I, you know, it was really a love and a longing, I think, in myself to want to return to Mother Nature. But it was more than just Mother Nature. It was a wanting to return to my own nature too, because I wasn't fully expressed there. I wasn't able to fully be uniquely who I am in God, in that particular environment. There was just levels of my evolution that had to expand beyond that. And so, it, you know, the healing first started as this great creative urge. And I ended up leaving my job at Amazon, and I didn't know where I was going to go. I didn't know I was going to start a business or anything like that. And really what I did was I got this little art studio, and I just started, I would say there's definitely a good year and a half here where I was not very grounded. I gave away my car because it was polluting too much. And I like lived in my art studio. And I had, there was just this outpouring of creativity like nothing I had ever seen. I mean, I was making films. I was trying to put together this claymation. I was writing poetry. I was painting. It was just like, it was coming out of every single orifice, just all this creative energy. And in that sort of opening, that was when I created Waking Beauty and the idea for Waking Beauty. And that I wanted to empower women to pursue their creative dreams and at the same time to really be empowering this feminine principle for our planet. And, you know, I really felt that the more that this feminine principle became empowered, the more we would be able to transition as a society to being back in harmony with our planet. And really that was like at the heart level, that was, and it still is because I feel myself choking up, that still is what my ultimate mission is, I would say, and where I experience like the deepest desire to serve is in helping us, you know, come back into balance with our mother and to not have to live in any way, in any shape or form, a lifestyle, a conception of ourselves, you know, a job or whatever it might be that causes us to sort of live in a state of fragmentation and abuse, because that's really what's been going on. And so really, if you look at on a global level, the root cause of the global environmental crisis, it really does have to do with our economic system, and it has to do with how we're producing goods and services on this planet, and we've basically created a whole socioeconomic system that is not in alignment. There wasn't enough feminine energy basically guiding the creation of the system. There was an imbalance. It was overly masculine. So what that's resulted in is, of course, what we experienced, which is like profits over, you know, over care, right? Over self-care, you know, over care for the planet, over, you know, profits over heart, profits over, you know, creativity. Yeah. And so I just, you know, at first for me, there was a very deep schism between money and this path of the feminine. You know, I really saw them being very separate. And I had probably a lot, like what a lot of, I think, creative spiritual people have, a lot of wounds and resentments and resistance to sort of the path of making money and the path of business. And so that's kind of where I was at. And so the second level of my healing, so it was like the first level was the creative. The second level was a giant financial healing, because what happened was after I left my job and I was just living the life of like this hippie artist, I was literally lived out the starving artist paradigm, like in full. I mean, my first year in Waking Beauty, I tell this story. I tried to file my tax return. I had an exactly $0 balance because everything I made from all, I picked up a lot of part-time jobs during that year. It exactly equaled the loss that I took
in trying to start this business, and I worked on trade, and I didn't know how to really communicate with other people about my work or about the value of it, and I didn't feel right charging high prices for it, and it was because this schism was there. So second level of my healing was really a huge financial healing. And in that experience, what finally happened for me was that this giant wall of hatred really towards the whole money power system, you might say. Mm-hmm. And it just came down. It just came down, and what I experienced was very similar to what I experienced with the healing, with the creativity, which was this outpouring of like ecstatic enthusiasm around money. And I could finally, for the first time in my life, I gotta just tell you, it was just like a total consciousness shift. For the first time in my life, I really saw money as a creative energy. And I no longer saw it through the lens of maybe like the last 5,000 years of wounding of our planet. I just saw it as a tool.
Mm-hmm. Oops, are you there? Oh, I think we lost her. So we'll wait for her to come back on. So let's hang on for a minute. So actually, this gives me a time to share with you just kind of a couple points I wanted to make until she comes back about sharing. When you listen to her story, when you listen to Kara's story, I want you to see how it took time. She started with herself. She started changing herself. She started healing and spending time with herself and doing things that she was really wanting to do. And that she sought out others also to help her. Are you there? Yeah. Hey, hang on a minute. You just got cut off, but so I was just going over with people. I said there because there were some points I wanted to make about your story that that I think are pertinent, as because the teacher in me wants to do a quick little overview. But I was just saying how you started with yourself. You started your healing by paying attention, and you sought out help. You sought out people who knew things that could help you. Open your consciousness in ways, or open your mindset, or create little shine lights on places that where you were at the present time you weren't aware of. And in pursuing that, it started waking you up to waking you up to who you really were and what was wanting to come forth in you. And it wasn't, and I want people to know too that it takes time. It takes time to change. It's not, some things you can change fairly fast, but on the whole, it is applying what you learn to your life and working it into your life and practicing. And like she went to her art studio and she just let all of that energy that wanted to come out and play, which helped her in a lot of different ways that, you know, she's not even expressing right now. But what it really did is it got rid of the rest of the crap. It gave her confidence. It gave her energy that moved her through her healing. And moved her through the places that were keeping her stuck before, and then she's really what I see happening with is that you started living your life purpose then. You started seeing that you were the center of your world and not all these other people around or other events or other circumstances, and you you started honoring who you were and how you felt about yourself and how you felt about the world, and taking, you know, actions and taking, you know, being congruent with what you were feeling and what you were experiencing and what you were wanting to create in the world. So that's, I just wanted to share with everybody, and so now you can
absolutely
continue on about the money aspect.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the whole process for me, it really took seven years. I think I started that when I was 23, and I'm 30 now. So it does take time, and I don't want people to get, you know, disheartened or disillusioned around the time that it takes, because it's also always in the now. You know,
yeah.
We are always right now, and in this moment there is the infinite peace, the infinite wealth, the infinite power. It's all available right now based on our decisions. And so even though we have these human lives and they go through these stages, you know, there's this eternal self that never changes. And mm-hmm. so spirituality really has been like, it is absolutely necessary for me. I can't teach anything about branding or marketing or building a business or finding your G-spot or any of that without honoring that center, because you need that center so much mm-hmm. To have the courage to make the changes that you have to make, to mm-hmm. Overcome the fear, to hold the course when you need to hold the course, or to make the leap when you need to make the leap. And so that's a huge part of my, you know, my own personal secret to success, if you will, but also just of what I find is really truly important in life as a whole, period, no matter what, for anyone. I guess where we can, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and that sort of speaks towards your personal magnetism, too, that you talk about in this with us.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Your, you know, the personal magnetism is really, it's created through how you are harnessing and transmuting your life force. Your life force energy, which, you know, is the concentration of that energy in its most concentrated state would be sexuality. Our sexual energy is our life force energy. And this is, you know, I like to call it more like Shakti, which is the spiritual power within us, because as this energy transmutes, the more it awakens and comes up our spine and through our chakras, the more we become God. I mean, for lack of a better word, that's what happens to a human being. They become self-realized. And so you open up a lot of power and a lot of ability to manifest your desires, or to attract, you know, to attract and to even start to mold and shape reality, because you're opening more into your creatorhood. You're opening more into your God self. And so there's really an art to how you can be a unique experience of what you are in God. And that art is the path of becoming human. That's what mm-hmm. that's what it is about. And
so Kara, I just want to, I'm just feeling like I want to, that we can explain something, because I think that you and I get this because we apply this and we're living it. But for somebody that isn't, I was trying to listen to you like I was a beginner, and I go, oh my God, that, you know, how and God and what? And, you know, it's like,
yeah.
That's that sounds scary, and it sounds like, what are you talking about? So again, to reiterate to all of you that, you know, it's step by step, and it's time, and it's this, that Kara is speaking from her magnetic, and I'm speaking from my magnetic, energetic field of who we are, that we, because of the work that we've done, our energy is very expansive, and our perception of what is possible and who we are is very expansive, and that just keeps growing and growing and growing as you do this work. And this mm-hmm. is why it's also important to have a coach like Kara or myself or somebody else that you resonate with that is in these, that is ahead of you, so that they can hold the space and share with you, you know, what is possible, because it can feel, oh my God, what did she just say? And she's saying God, and she's saying all this power, and you know, and I haven't started my healing yet, and I feel very insecure and unsafe in the world. And I know, you know, both of us, Kara, I've been there. I know Kara's story, and she might want to share a little of that too, but I have been very, I've not always been where I am today. I've come a long way, baby. And as Kara's talking about, too, that, you know, once you fully embody both your feminine and your masculine inside of you, but for a lot of women, that we have put, we have not felt very safe fully being a woman, or we were programmed in our prior lives or before that women were secondary to the masculine. And, you know, the universe is saying, wake up, wake up, wake up. You are actually here to help transform this planet and humanity. And you have the gifts, and you are powerful, and all of that energy is in you. And what is, but it's been pushed down, and it's been desensitized, and a lot of different things. And Kara, you can add to this, so I just want everybody to know, take a deep breath. It's okay. There's a lot of stuff here, and Kara, what you want to add something that to what I just said that will help people in that transition
place?
No, actually, place
I feel like you've really explained it really well. And, you know, an idea like God is something that I think is so personal to each person that, you know, I have my own language for describing it, but it's really undescribable. So I don't want to go too much there, but what I will say is what I loved about what you said, which is that you, you know, as you sort of awaken and as you heal and as you start to release more of your energy, you realize that you have the power to change your life. You mm-hmm. realize that you have more power than you might have previously believed. And you start to want to use that in a way to serve others, to help others. I think that's a really natural part of, you know, waking up. And also, you know, through serving others and healing yourself, it's like a mutual two-way street. Mm-hmm. And what happens is I think a lot of people now, more and more people every day are going through this same process. And we get to a point on our path where we've been doing that work, we've been healing in ourselves, and in order for us to reach that next level, it really becomes time for us to start to give back, for us to start to work with mm-hmm. others. And, you know, a lot of what I've seen is that people sort of complete the mastery of their own lessons with whatever they, whatever it was that they had to overcome,
sort of start to express their authentic self or their God self, if you will, mm-hmm. in the world, you know, it becomes an integral, necessary path for them to start working with others, for them to start helping others, for them to start serving others, or for them to start teaching what they've learned to others, because that's just part of the cycle of life. And so when creative spiritual people get to that place in their evolution, they usually start to feel like, oh, I'm here for something else. There's like mm-hmm. some work that I have to do. I want to become a teacher. I want to become a healer or speaker or an artist, you know, something where I can start to give this back and I can start to serve with others. And at that point, I think the big challenge that many of us face, and the one that I work with specifically with women in my business, is, okay, well, you know, how am I going to survive doing this if it's time for me to leave whatever my security blanket, you know, whatever my security job was, and I'm going to start my own business? You know, there's all of our, how am I going to make money? How is this going to work? How do I explain? What do I do? Who, you know, how do I present this? How do I package my gifts? How do I present myself? And that's sort of where the Find Your G-Spot process comes in. Because when something is new, we usually have a lot of fear and we usually have a lot of resistance. And, you know, I know for me, like, just like the act of establishing an LLC and opening a bank account, like, every step of the way was like slaying dragons, man. It was really scary. And you know, I didn't, you know, come from a business background. I came from more of a liberal arts and creative background, and I didn't know how to run a business, and that's, you know, I didn't know. I might have known how to build websites, and I might have known how to market and those types of things, but I really didn't know how to run a business or how to really own my personal power. Underneath that was a lot of not knowing how to, you know, own my personal power in the world and effectively, you know, have boundaries and relate with people. And when you start to heal your money story, and if you are a woman entrepreneur and you are a creative spiritual type, running your own business is like going to be miracle growth for your personal development. And it's really going to start to tap in on that, on you claiming your personal power and learning how to, you know, work with money at this worldly level that we live at, to sustainably, you know, live your own life and serve others. And so it's like a whole new level of your development, and it was a very challenging time. But what I found was, like, the issues, the lessons that women I find, you know, the women that I attract, you know, most of us, we don't get into business because we want to make a lot of money. Very rarely have I ever, I don't even think I've had one woman that I've worked with where that was even a single goal of hers. And she, or maybe it was a secondary goal, but it's definitely not the first goal. And that's, you know, I think that's normal for women. I think we have a very different set of drives that drive us creatively. And so when I started studying the unique creative power of femininity versus creative power of masculinity, I really started looking at sexuality as a metaphor for understanding on a psychological level the motivations of the feminine versus the masculine energies. And so women, you know, on a creative level, our creativity works very different than men. So men are, they're kind of able to just like get it up, go, shoot off a bunch of creative energy, kind of like all the time. Women, we're cyclical. Our creativity is very, very connected to our emotional well-being, to cycles of time. We like to create very organically. Additionally, we are much more, I think we understand in a way that men don't, we understand the responsibility that comes with creativity in a way that men really biologically don't have the equipment to really understand. And that is because for us, you look at sort of the pinnacle of the creative act for us, which would be sex. That follows for us with a baby in our belly for 9 months mm-hmm. and a life form that we are nurture for like 18 years. Mm-hmm. And so we know that our creative power carries a huge amount of responsibility there. And so we look for different things through the creative experience. We look, when we're looking for our partners, we're looking for trust. We're looking for the establishment of intimacy, the establishment of sustainability. Like, is this going to last? We crave deeper levels of intimacy, more meaning, more emotional connection. And so when a woman starts to create a business, if she's aligned with her mother nature, she's going to have those same subconscious drives. And what I found is that how that outpictures is that most women, they want to start businesses because they want to give back, or they want to care for other people, or they have a desire to, for us, we need to have an emotional connection with our work. We need to have the right market that we're working with that we feel really a strong, intimate bond with. We also, women are much more sensual when it comes to, let's go back to the metaphor, to sexuality. We need the right environment, the right mood, the right lighting for us to sort of like let go. It's a longer, more creative sensual experience for us. And how that sort of plays out in business is I'm finding that women want to have, we want to experience beauty through the creations that we're making in the business world. We want to experience like an intricacy and a uniqueness, a creative self-expression, all of these things. And how I usually talk about that is in terms of actual brands, women do respond well to having the aesthetic part down, to having, the message down, to feeling, that they have this container for their work that is beautiful and that it makes them feel confident and helps them open and become more vulnerable. Because when you are opening yourself up in that way to the world, as you're a speaker or coach, you are, putting your inner self out there. A lot of us are, if we're creative spiritual types. And so I think there's a lot of people out there talking about branding from a lot of different perspectives. Mm-hmm. And branding is a complex subject, but I'm not the branding expert that's going to say that, like, branding isn't your logo and your website and it could look like crap, because I found that it's not true. And, mm-hmm. And so as I got to understand women more and like what really motivated and drove them and allowed them to really open up creatively, in business, what I also found is that women tend to have more resistance to the masculine side. So we have more resistance to the strategy side. We have more resistance to, sort of like claiming our greatness and being like, this is what I can do for you, and this is the value that I have to offer, and what in the marketing world they call the niche. A lot of women just like hated that, and mm-hmm. My own clients, they didn't want to basically choose one group of people that they were going to serve and really start to hone their message in to solve a specific problem for those people. So a lot of women would come to work with me, and they would be kind of across the board, offering a little bit of everything. One of my most successful clients, when she came to me, she was she had kind of burned out on her job and moved to Italy and started this website blog. And she was offering everything from, like, nutrition, detox cleanses, to style coaching, to find your personal price point. And it was just, she had all these great elements there, but she really didn't know how to bring them together. And she really didn't know how to, like, who her ideal client was. And she was doing this over here and this over here and this over here. And I think that that's normal, like, when we're first starting out, we almost need like a year for us to just kind of like try our hands at all these things. And then when we realize that this kind of like drains our energy creatively and probably our bank accounts, and we're always having to kind of like reinvent the wheel in our business, we don't really know who we're speaking to and those types of things, you kind of reach this level where you're like, okay, it's time for me to go deep. And it's time for me to really get clear on who my ideal client is and what problem I solve for them. And then what the problem that most women face at that time is like they don't want to cut off. They don't want to cut off pieces of themselves. They don't want to cut off some of what they do. And so what I help my own clients do, and what I ended up having to really do for myself as well with Waking Beauty, because in the beginning, obviously, I was all over the place before I sort of found my signature message. And that was, that's like knowing how to really use the art of branding in such a way that you don't sacrifice parts of yourself, you don't cut off pieces of what you do, you can keep that authenticity with your sort of holistic, magnetic, you know, if we go back to what I'm talking about, your creative self is very multidimensional. It's like a God self. So it's like everything. Mm-hmm. So keeping that authenticity, but learning how to do it in such a way that you also have a strong business and a strategic side to your brand too. So for instance, with the client that I was mentioning before, you know, we would look at, okay, she's doing style is really important to her. She wants to do the style coaching price point. So she's into the wealth consciousness work. And then, you know, she's got the nutrition and sort of like the detox over here. She's into the body and body and not burning out and that type of thing. And what we did was we created a signature system for her, which was ended up being they were called like the City Girl style type. Oh, I forgot, she was also really into travel and offering retreats everywhere, so that was like the fourth element. And like these City Girl style types were loosely based on the Ayurvedic doshas, so it brought in the body work piece there. And they correlated to different cities around the globe. And they were based on, you know, style and fashion. So, you know, depending on which city girl you were, you would get recommendations for how to dress or where to go eat and lifestyle recommendations there. And but ultimately what we helped her do was find, you know, her niche, which was she wanted to be a career transformation business coach for women that wanted to leave their jobs and, you know, create a more stylish life and career for themselves. So we got that part down, and then we brought all the different other elements together around this signature system. And that's how you can really effectively, you know, not sacrifice your message, but have a holistic, have your brand really shine. And that just, you know, that work came off incredibly well. And She's done extremely well for herself, and the website was featured in Forbes and all kinds of stuff. And so really
so
what
Kara,
I...
Kara, why don't you give them that website address so they can go see and experience that and get it where you helped her go.
Yeah, that was Grace Kelly, and her website is citygirlconfidence.com. And if you go there, you can actually take the quiz that we created for her with the City Girl archetypes, City Girl style types, and you can find out what City Girl you are. And so Marilyn, I guess, you know, what I say is I bring my creative energy and my sort of playful spirit and my understanding of web and marketing and how to create very engaging user experiences and signature branded experiences. I really apply it specifically to working with creative spiritual women and helping them find their G-spot. And that is, you know, finding your niche, but at a bigger level, it's living vibrationally in alignment with what turns you on. And then on a brand level, it's about bringing all that creatively into your brand through what your signature message, what your signature branded message really is. And, you know, I offer different packages, some of which include, you know, just like a brand message blueprint where we sort of write out the signature message, some that include, you know, the design work too. And so my, you know, ultimately my own healing, which started with just like an outpouring of creativity, and then it came into healing around the wealth consciousness piece. And then finally, I would say the last piece was really understanding, healing the sexual piece, which for me is, to me, sexuality is not sex. It's sensuality, and it's really, really enjoying our lives and being fully engaged and very present and creatively interacting with our own lives. And so when it comes to personal branding, it's really important for women to really look at what they really want, you know, what they really want to create on a lifestyle level for themselves, and additionally to look at what parts of themselves and what gifts do they have that it really turns you on to be living and working in those gifts. And then we look at how can you monetize those gifts and not resist the idea of a niche, because I've got to tell you, as somebody who's worked in internet marketing for, you know, now over 7 years, it is a powerful strategy. It works really, really, really well. It makes it so much easier for you to know who you're wanting to attract, to know where to go to find clients, to know how to write your newsletter, write your next thing. It just makes so much decisions for you once you have the clarity down. But don't see the niche as like being put into a box, because I like to see it as an opportunity for you to really express what I call your uniqueness. You know, none of us are really designed, even though ultimately on a spiritual level we might be, you know, the nothing and the everything, the great I am, all-encompassing, black and white, whatever. That might be who we ultimately are. But on a human level, we're really uniquely designed. Where each of us is really uniquely designed to serve a very specific function, to play a specific part, and we have unique gifts and talents that you might say the divine gifts us with. And for me, you know, going back to the whole theme of what does it mean
to really awaken your mother nature and use it as a money-making principle in your business. You know, if you look at nature and you look at how nature designs reality, you know, the organisms and the life forms in nature, they all have very unique specificities of the purpose that they serve, of the gifts and the medicine that they contain. And the human garden of life is no different. And so, you know, as you're returning more to your creative spiritual self, it's about, or you're returning to nature, you start to return to your own unique nature. And what, like I said before, it's an opportunity for you to artistically create how you will be your own unique experience in the world. And that's what ultimately inspires me about the branding process, because it is a creative process, and I love kind of coming in as a fairy godmother.
Mm-hmm.
Or just a creative force to help someone with my creative gifts, help them experience and express more of their unique creativity.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. And I can see, and I want to, those that are listening here, is that what I would share along with this is that she has a very strong intuitiveness that when you work with her, she can intuit the larger, more expansive, soulful Mother Nature self that you are than you can at the moment. So I think that that's, you know, what, you know, one of the things is she pulls, she is, she guides, coming up with the right term, but it's almost like she helps you rebirth yourself through your brand, the branding, and in a, you up level, you know,
rebirthing, midwifing. I like that.
Yes. And why I'm saying this, I don't know too many other, I don't know anybody else that does it the way that she does, and I think this is why it's so unique. And I love all of the, because she has done the work that she's done on herself, she can be compassionate, she understands the process for other women. I also think there's a huge component with the life force energy. What you call the sexuality, I call the life force energy. And when you, as a woman, embody your body, you know, really get into your body and not living up in the upper half or even outside of your body, because a lot of us who are highly sensitive and creatives and, you know, the world is painful to us until we can learn how to process it through our body. And so coming in and really getting down into those lower chakra areas and really allowing that vital life force to come alive in you, to feel that, so that it like burns away the other crap that's been smothering it, sheds a light on your purpose, your soul, these things that really have meaning for you, that make you feel that connection to everything in such that deep feminine manner that, you know, so I'm just like, I'm being Italian with my hands here, but it's just like that, the wonder, the beauty, the lust, the creativity, the, you know, just the lusciousness of it, the pleasure, the delicacies, all the intricacies that we love as women. And I think the other area that Kara helps to, you know, so you have to grow into that, but she helps you see the value in your work, that a lot of us, this is natural for us. This is who we are. So why would we have anybody pay us for something that's come so natural? Because it has value. People can value it, and that you have a deeper meaning here to share with humanity in the world and help transform it. And so thank you so much, Kara, because I think what you're doing is so important, and you're helping people shine their light and more fully embody who they are and their gift and their uniqueness in this world. And I just think you're fabulous. And so we're going to send them, you want them to go to the personalbrandgasm.com site. So is that correct?
Actually, the site right now is down. But if you go to personalbrandgasm.com/discovery, DISCOVERY, if you're interested in having a discovery session with me and having a consultation on your brand, or where you want to go, if you're going through a reinvention, if you're just starting a business, I'd be happy to offer anyone that hears this radio show a complimentary consultation with me, a complimentary Find Your G-Spot discovery session. And soon the site will be up, and I will have a free video training with a PDF template that you can actually walk through to apply some of the techniques that I use with my own clients to your own personal brand. And that should be up. I mean, we filmed the videos last week, so that should be out by next week. And
they can find you on Facebook?
Yeah, they can find me on Facebook, too, / Leaking Beauty.
Leaking Beauty. Okay, and I just want to spell out, it's Personal Brandgasm, so it's PersonalBrandGasm. GASM.com, and then she says / discovery,
DISCOVERY.
Yes, E-R-Y. Yeah. Oh, suddenly my mind went blank. So anyway, you can be in touch with her, and thank you so much, Kara. This has really been delightful. And
thank you, Marilyn. I love doing the creative. I know, right? It's just like sitting down and having these interesting long discussions.
Yeah, there's so much. There's little pieces like, oh, let's talk about that. Oh, we gave them a good overview. So anyway, enjoy everybody and have a fabulous day. And if you want to find out, connect with me, you can go to MarilynOMalley.com. That's MarilynOMalley. And we'll see you next week. Bye.